Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Hello. Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494, live at Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Challenge here in Riverwinds at Deptford. Beautiful day, warm day out there. Yeah. Some golf here in the morning and the afternoon. We're planning on having some great guests out here today. A lot to talk about. Scott Fransky will join us at noon, as he does every Friday. Phillies made a trade yesterday. And, of course, the Eagles with mini camp in the books. We're having the discussion that has been brewing all week on our show. It has been brewing, and it's not because, it's part because of me, but it's a lot because of Hugh Douglas's belief here that if Jalen Hurts doesn't pick this thing up, he would put him on the bench. And I wouldn't. For me, I'm giving Hurts the entire season to figure this thing out. Ross Tucker said something really interesting, Hugh, on the morning show this week about the scheme, about the quarterback, about, you know, in years past when things have kind of, let's go to the Kellen Moore season, right, 2024, they bring Moore in. That was supposed to be a departure from the old offense. Mm-hmm. It was choppy, and then five games in, they switched it up, right? They said, let's just do what we have to do to win this year. Ross doesn't think they're going to do that again. Here's Ross Tucker earlier this week on the morning show. All right, Hugh, that was a really interesting way of framing it because I think that's kind of leading towards where your mindset is.
Yeah.
Because Ross is like, all right, if they give it the full year, then at the end of the season, if it's not great, whose fault was it? How do you know? Was it did Mannion's offense work? Was it actually Hurts' fault? Like, they may have a feeling internally, but do they really know? Like, until they change a variable in this, would they know? I mean, Ross didn't say it, but he kind of alluded to if they give Jalen the full year and it's not a great offense, how do they decide whose fault this was? The head coach, the coordinator, the quarterback?
This is what I've been trying to tell you all week, but y'all was jumping all over me like a bunch of crickets.
That's not and we'll do it again.
That's not what was happening. You were talking recklessly,
no,
and we had
I
to push back.
I said,
you did
I said,
push, you did talk right
I said that if this offense looks bad, they got to put Andy in because you have to have a compare and a contrast. That's basically the same thing because you're telling – see, last year, regardless of having any information about what was actually going on, Petullo was the pariah. He was the scapegoat. And rightfully so because it was the first year. It was easy to scapegoat him because it was the first year.
Yeah.
It was the first year in there. And
well, he became the public scapegoat.
Yes.
Too. Yes. So
let's
just throw, you know, I mean. I was,
so
yeah.
Now you have everybody in this building. Like think about it like this. Like think about it like a reputation. Because right now we're going off of Mannion's reputation, right? And everybody's talking about how much of a genius.
Genius.
He is.
First
he's
in the
genius.
Building, last to leave.
And everybody's raving about
yeah,
it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, fast forward to the season. And again, people, these are extreme cases. I'm going to be extreme because I feel like I have to in order for you to understand what I'm trying to say. Say, for instance, we go into the first couple games. The quarterback's back there burping the baby, patting the ball.
Mm.
Don't know where to go with the football. The offense looks disjointed like it did last year. What do you think is going to be said? Because we've heard that we got the evil genius in the building. He's the smartest three people in the building, all rolled up into one. That's what Joey Malata said. So do you really think that he's going to fall on his sword for Jalen Hurts? And guess what? Because they did that last year. They fell on their sword so much they got rid of the receiver, and they kept the quarterback. They got him a new offensive coordinator. They got rid of the old one that he didn't like. They got a new one. And this new guy comes in, and it looks the same.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? They're going to have to show you, okay, it wasn't me. It's him. That's where we are with this. You know, Jalen got – say, for instance, and I'm recklessly speculating, but say, for instance, Jalen didn't want A.J. here, right, for
which,
whatever
which
reason.
He might not have.
He might not have.
If I was Jalen, I wouldn't want A.J. here anymore.
He might not have wanted him here. And say, for instance, the organization wanted him here, but they rolled with the quarterback. Because they said, say Jalen said, well, hey, man, he putting pressure on me to throw him the ball, yada, whatever. You can frame it however you want to frame it. Okay, they decided to get rid of him because of you. Now you got to show and prove. That's where we are with this. Everybody see this, me and Ross Tucker and everybody else was saying the same thing. I just took the sugar coated topping off of it and just gave it to you, just straight ice cream.
So I don't think what you're saying is insane. I just think you're too. You have a quick trigger on this.
No, I don't.
You do. Mm-hmm. Well, how early would you do it?
Because
would you do it in week five?
See, here's.
I'm not going to London to watch Andy Dalton play football.
Why not?
I'm not the long flight to watch Dalton play.
Now, I'm not doing it. To be fair, it probably won't be that. But if they go into – if this offense looks disjointed, then what other choice do you have?
To ride it out, to give it more time.
No, you can't.
The part I disagree with is with you and Ross, you don't have to show anything. They know internally. Like if they put the tape on after the game, they all have eyes, Mannion, Sirianni, and even Howie. Like, and they see guys flying open and the quarterback's holding the ball or throwing it to the wrong guy. They don't need to put Andy Dalton in to say if the quarterback does it right, it goes there.
No, but when I say you have to show it, Joe, that's more in the realm that people are – this is Coach Mannion's first year doing this.
Right.
So if it looks a certain way, if it looks like it did last year, who do you think is going to get the first salvo fired at him? The offensive coordinator.
I don't know. I don't know this time.
He's never done this before.
Nylotta calling him a genius. I mean, people call him a genius.
Yeah, they're co-signing for him.
Yeah.
But they co-signed for Kevin Petullo last year, didn't they?
Not like this.
No, but he got like, it wasn't to this extreme.
Yeah.
I give you
it
that.
It wasn't as effusive.
But it was still a co-sign, though. It was still, hey, you know, he's in the building, and we're not going to miss a lot. Hell, they co-signed for Ben Johnson when he took the job.
Brian Johnson,
whatever
that was. It was like a soft co-sign. It's like he's our guy because he's here.
But hasn't Jalen earned the right to get more than a quarter or a half a season to figure out this offense? I just feel like – and people might be like, Joe, you rip him all the time. Yeah, but I recognize he's been a good quarterback in the league. It just feels very quick to say in four or five games if it's bad – you're done here. Like you're never going to be the Eagles quarterback. And I can't get there. I need a full season, or at least an approximation. Russell Wilson in Denver, when Sean Payton was done with him, he got 15 games. And then they realized after 15, all right, we're moving off him. If we play him in the last two games and he gets hurt, we owe him money. Let's just put him on the bench, just stash him for the last two. They gave him basically the full season. Three, four, five, six, seven games. That feels so quick to move off this player.
We were disjointed last year with this offense. We were still able to rattle off 11 games.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
Well, that was the defense.
Well, regardless of
– I mean, it was.
Okay, however you want to say it.
That was the way it was.
And we were still able to win 11 games.
Yes.
With this disjointed offense. Imagine if you get a quarterback in there. Say if again, extreme case.
Here we go.
If Jalen can't do it and you get somebody there, just give you
– like who?
Just
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton. See? Now you're just being a nudge.
Well, because it's amazing to hear it. Andy Dalton.
The reason why
he hasn't been relevant in 6 years.
He's the backup quarterback.
Maybe. He's battling for the two spot.
If the defense plays the way that they played last year, and you go into those games and say, hey, man, just put the ball in the hand of the playmakers and let them make plays, that's what they want. Like in this offense, if Jalen's not, again, extreme case, if Jalen's not making the plays or not seeing the open receivers, then, yeah, they're going to put Andy Dalton in.
All right, 215-592-9494. We're live at the Jaws Golf Outing here at Riverwind, South Jersey. Hugh Douglas is open to the idea of benching Hurts if he's not playing up to snuff this year, if he's not playing well enough and the offense is in a bad way. I'd give Hurts the full season. I need the most information I can have to make the decision on his future. I also don't see any upside to the Andy Dalton thing. And I think Hurts has earned – more than just, hey, it's a bad month or two. He gets to play for more than that for me. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing this great Friday?
What up, Mike?
Good morning, Will. What's up?
Hot. You ready for the road trip?
All right. Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. But listen, man. Come on, Hugh, man. This is going a little too far. Like, I mean.
Tell him, Will.
My guy.
Yep.
You said bench my guy. So, in that case, right? You might as well bench Saquon, too, if he have a bad season, right?
Uh-oh, more carries for Bigsby?
Well, tank season.
Because if you
– quick trigger Douglas over here, just benching everyone. It's amazing.
Say you do bench him, and then you put in your hero, Dalton, and he trashed it out, too. Then what? It's like, come on, baby. Let's talk real. Let's facts over facts. I know you're just saying that, Hugh.
Will.
Now he does believe this. This is why we're poking him for a whole week.
First of all, Will, I don't play radio. I don't care that much about anybody that listens to this station to play about anything that comes out my mouth. I don't play radio. Number one, and number two is what you didn't you read the stories that we read this year talking about Jalen was uncoachable and all this other stuff, and didn't you hear the rumblings of the offense not being running efficiently because of Jalen? Haven't you heard that? Yeah, I mean, because I've heard it. No, I'm asking the question. Then you can retort.
I can. I'm gonna come back at the question. I can agree with you on that.
No, it ain't about agreeing with me. Will, listen. Hold stop. Wait a minute. Pot him down.
Jack.
Because see, this is the thing that I need you to understand. This ain't about how I feel. This is about what I see and how I interpret this. It's not about my feelings. When you talk about the quarterback ain't doing this, that, and the third, and then you have somebody come out and say that in order for him to get right, you have to go to the media. So what other way do you see it? If he's not playing well, if he's not picking up the offense, where is that hyperbole coming from me? That's what they're saying. You act like I'm just sitting up here like I just pull a steak out of my ass and just want to talk about it on the air. Everything that I'm talking about has been written in the paper. So what you talking about?
Oh, the paper.
Hey, hold up. Hey, I didn't take no shot at you.
You take a shot. You take a shot at me when you tell me, come on, man, like I'm sitting up here just saying something to try to entertain you. I'm not a circus animal. I ain't up in here. I ain't got no bow tie on my neck running around on a unicycle. I'm not a dancing bear.
That's a visual right there.
You would not do well on a unicycle.
I'm just saying.
If you took it as disrespect, I didn't mean it that way, all right? I just want you to realize that. You cool, we met each other.
Everyone's friends.
You know, no, it's not. No, but, Will, I'm not mad.
Just finish my,
You, the floor is yours.
Can I just, let me just say this. I totally agree. I was going to say, in this last interview, when he was talking about running a different offense, he didn't seem too happy, okay? So that's one of the things that I was looking at. But you got to also look at this offensive line. He's bringing in all these defensive players. What about this offensive line? Are they going to really hold up? Because guess what? Daquan's going to need blocking, and he's going to need time in that pocket, man, no matter how we look at it. So my thing is, yeah, if that offensive line is fixed, and Jalen, yeah, it's going to take him at least 5 to 6 games to actually get in rhythm. And I know Jalen. He will get in rhythm. He done proved it time and time again. And the reason why we didn't go more than 11 games is because of this situation with AJ. And guess what? That's the coach's fault, because as a coach, he's supposed to put a stop to all that in the beginning. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to finish. With the situation with as far as the offensive coordinator, right? Now, if he's calling plays that, you know, that they're able to run, that's going to be great. But because, listen, he's not going to catch on to it as fast as, you know, we think he should. But he will catch on to it, and he will make good plays. And Jalen, I just want to say this. Let that A.J. Brown stuff fuel you, man. Let it motivate you. Let all these doubters motivate you, bro, like you've been doing every season. And prove everybody wrong once again, baby. I believe in you. And guess what? I need the offensive coordinator, and I need our owner and our coach to believe in you, too. And I'm out, baby.
You got it, Will. We appreciate the phone call.
Acapella. He wanted you could tell he was gearing up for
yes,
the music.
Yes, he was. That's all right. I mean, listen, Will's been on a heater this week. He's back. You could tell. I mean, it's some of his best calls in a long time.
He's fired up today.
Yeah, fired up at Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
Man, listen, I don't play radio. I don't know who does. I don't think anybody that does this show plays radio.
We play on the radio.
I because it's not like I sit around here and say, hey, how can I get people to send me mean and hurtful texts today?
Like bait Douglas?
Well, that's the fit my favorite part of, like, you're just doing this. Well, no. Yeah. Who doesn't want to be signed up to be like, bleep you? I mean, like, yeah, no, yeah. That's no, not – you're giving
we,
your take.
We were sitting, this we were is,
I asked you this morning what you think on this.
Hey, you asked me earlier in the week.
I know. That you felt this way all week.
And I've been – like, this ain't nothing that – like, I'm looking at it from the perspective of everything that has been said, everything that has transpired over the year.
You feel this in your soul.
And where they are with this team right now.
And you could dismiss this and say it doesn't matter and Joe, shut up, all that. Jalen Hurts did not perform well from what the people that watched the practices said. And it's not just Elliott, it's anyone there. Now, you can excuse that away and say, well, it's the first couple of days and it's blah, blah, blah. It's a new, that's fine. But I don't think that we're having this conversation, or you're not probably having this thought, Hugh, if he dominated, right? If he went out there and looked. So early returns are, all right, it's not great so far. He's got all of training camp to figure it out. He's got the start of the season. I just would give him the full season. You say, listen, if it's bad, I'm pulling the plug. 215-592-9494. Before we continue here, why don't we tell everyone we're doing today? It is a Friday, Hugh, mm-hmm. which means, you know what, that what we do on this show.
Friday.
It's a Friday Friday.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so Hugh, we know after the show today, you're heading off to Ohio.
So excited.
You sound it.
Oh, you sound just.
Yeah. I'm from, listen, man, you know, you never forget where you came from.
Yep.
But boy, going back home, mm-hmm. sometimes like pulling teeth.
Well, so that got us thinking about today's Tri-Day Friday.
You're glowing again.
So here's what we're going to look for today. Something that you love, but deep down you know it's not that great.
It's not.
Like, Ohio's not that great, but you love it.
I mean, it's like Ohio. Ohio.
But he's
home.
The Ohio guy saying it.
Ohio is.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey. And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Home, but it's just like, when you get there, it's like, when we leaving, when I'm leaving.
So you can't wait to get there, huh?
Can't wait. Well, I can't wait to get back.
All right. So, son.
Oh, wow.
All right, Tri-Day Friday, 215-592-9494. When you call in, your thoughts on the Eagles' offense, Jalen Hurts, and does he get the full season no matter how it looks? He does for me, he doesn't for you. Tri-Day, something that you know is not great, but you love it anyway. It's like just it's like Hugh in Ohio. He knows it's not great. Like, who thinks Ohio is great? But he loves it anyway. I'm going to give you one that you might not agree with me on this, but I think if you think about it, maybe you agree with me more than you think. Now, before I say it, there are exceptions to this, right? There are great versions of this. But you know what I always think is great, but then deep down it's not? Like
the quarterback.
Well, that's a good one. Is that yours?
Well, I guess I don't have the same love.
Yeah. All right. I like or love going out to restaurants. A lot of times the restaurant's not great. Like, there are some great restaurants you go to.
I know what you're saying.
But sometimes you go out to eat and you're excited to go out to eat. And you're
excited for the meal.
And it's expensive, man.
It's expensive?
Yeah. Yes.
And
you're
the food isn't always that great. A lot of times it's just like, it's okay. Now, there
maybe
are.
You're not going to the right restaurant.
Well,
Philly's got tons of great restaurants.
There are some great restaurants.
They do. But
a lot
sometimes
of great
it's.
But the average
the
trip out to eat
is
like, eh.
Yeah. Well, you got kids, so you're probably going to like Red Lobster. And like,
well, right. Like, and then.
Applebee's.
I go to Red Lobster every time.
Oh, dude, I used to love Red Lobster, man.
Those biscuits.
It's been a while. The biscuits. The Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, dude, come on.
My son, we go every Friday.
I fill up on those, and then I don't have room for whatever I order.
Yep.
And I would order the most expensive thing.
Yep.
Screw my dad over.
That's what my son does every week. He gets the lobster. He gets the shrimp.
Yep. He's getting lobster?
Yeah. He played
at 7 years old?
Listen.
The broiled seafood platter.
He played with the lobster.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I don't want it. And I'm like, hey, you get the same. I said, okay, so this week let's try something different.
Yeah. No.
Nah. He will take the fries. He dips the fries in. He likes to dip the fries in the butter.
Oh, well, that's good, yeah.
He likes to put salt on the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
But he won't eat the lobster. But he gets the lobster, take a couple bites.
And your pocket's getting lighter by the week. All right.
I mean, but it's like it's
no, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. All right, Tri-Day Friday. Something you know isn't great, but you love it anyway. I'm going with most restaurants. Hugh's got Ohio. What's yours?
I'll say reality TV.
Oh, that's
I mean, it's
one.
Complete garbage.
It's got people in a blender.
Complete garbage.
It's mostly
it's
stupid.
This one,
yeah.
I forgot what it's called, Celebrity House or something. They just had their
Summer House.
Yeah. What is that?
So, yeah, dude, it's just these. I guess it's these New Yorkers who they own a house for the summer in the Hamptons every weekend, and they go up. So, me and my girlfriend tried to watch it. The latest season was like season 10 or whatever. So, jumping in pretty late because everyone was like, "Oh, the drama is great." And we started watching it. We're like, "This kind of sucks." Mm. Like, it wasn't that interesting, but. My girlfriend's like obsessed with watching TikToks about like what their drama is. I'm like, we didn't even watch the show. We didn't even know these people.
She just wanted the cliff
notes. She just wanted to know that what the drama was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good reality TV. I feel like it's just more of it, but it's not the quality is.
It's trash, but like, you know.
No, but we get hooked on it. I like that. All right, so Tri-Day Friday, something you know isn't great, But you just love it anyway. Hugh gets ready for a trip to Ohio. By the way, you going to stop at a Buc-ee's?
Oh, man, I heard it's in Huber Heights.
You getting live in the bathroom?
Ooh, I'm
going to
get live in the bathroom. I might buy me a Buc-ee's outfit. They got some outfits.
What does that
Buc-ee's
mean, a Buc-ee's outfit?
They got clothes.
Like a uniform? Like the workers?
I might get a Buc-ee's outfit.
You're going to dress up like a beaver? Is it a beaver costume?
I think they do have beaver costumes. I might get one.
Okay.
All depends on what they got into my size.
All right, let's go to Shay in Philadelphia. What's up, Shay?
You got a beaver your size.
How y'all doing?
Good, Shay. What are you thinking?
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I got a lot for y'all, man. My quarterback, first of all, even talking about benching my quarterback in the offseason, not during the regular season, not the preseason, in the offseason, is very disrespectful.
That's
like,
hate.
Come on. He's won. He has took us to the playoffs in the last 5 years. He's won 11 or more games every year since his first season, and then he went 9-8 his first season. Wow. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks in the NFL. Are we forgetting that he scores touchdowns
Hold on. Before we go on, are we sure he's a dual threat anymore? He has been one of the best dual threats.
I
didn't see a dual threat last year.
Yeah. So last year he didn't run a lot, and even his carries were down, and his yards were down, and his touchdowns were down.
Yeah, but he made up for it through the air.
He threw it more through the air. So he also didn't turn the ball over that much. I mean,
dominated.
Can I ask you a question, Shay? Because you came in on fire. So how am I being disrespectful when you just admitted that last year wasn't a good year for you? So how am I being disrespectful?
So here's the thing. Every quarterback isn't going to have a perfect year every year. You know what I'm saying? Even Tom Brady had bad years. Not good years, but they weren't bad, but they were not to his standard. So it's multiple quarterbacks who weren't as on point.
Could you pot him down for a minute? Because I'm about to let y'all – like, if y'all come with that, I'm going to let you have the day. You're right.
Come on.
He does, right?
Wait a minute, may I please?
Yeah, I got time, too. So you're right. Wait. Every quarterback has a down year, right? So why – again, you didn't answer the question. So why is it that in a down year, I play, no disrespect to you, but I play football, right? Now I kind of know how this thing go. So why is it that when I say what I just said about him, if he doesn't play well, he might get benched? How is that disrespectful when we both agree that he didn't play well last year? How is that? How am I being disrespectful?
It's just a thought. It's just
what
a
you mean.
It's, thought
it's
to
a,
bring up
it's
the fact
thought.
That he's not playing well. Hold on, let me get you right. So it's
you
the thought of him not playing well. It's also it's on a type of time where it's like you already doubt him before the season starts. Like we are the Philadelphia media.
Okay, wait a minute,
calm down.
Okay, wait a minute. You spoke. Now let me finish. I said before I had this conversation, before I even started this conversation.
You think he'll?
I said I think he's gonna bounce back.
But
if he doesn't, he's gonna get benched. So again, I ask you because you still haven't answered my original question. Me and you agree that he didn't have a good season last year, right? You said that. When you called in, you said, his touchdowns were down and all this other stuff, right? So how am I being disrespectful by pointing out facts that you agree with? How am I being disrespectful? By saying if he doesn't play well, that they're going to move on from him. How is that being disrespectful?
Right. So
you still ain't.
Right,
answer for me.
You're not letting me answer the question.
The floor is yours. The floor is yours.
All right, so listen, I'm gonna be as quick as I possible so that, you know, I don't get cut off. But the way is disrespectful is because, again, you're not even giving him the chance. He's had a different OC every year. He's learned a different offense.
Down.
And we all can admit.
All right, Shay, we appreciate it. I think he means the chance to finish the season. I think that's what he meant.
But Joe,
he was long talking.
Joe, this is the NFL.
I know what it is.
This is the NFL. If you're not playing well and you have a Super Bowl caliber team, why the hell am I waiting around for the quarterback to get right if he's not getting right?
Conceptually, I agree with you.
So how is that? And you still ain't answer how was I being disrespectful?
Well, I don't think it's none of this is disrespectful. It's sports talk. But where I just see it different. None of this is disrespectful. I just think they owe it to themselves to figure out a full breadth of the season. Because to me, it's a small sample to make a huge decision. All right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about. We'll get to top 11 stuff as we've all submitted our list. Ron Jaworski to join us coming up in a little bit. We're live at the Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Challenge. All your phone calls on Jalen. Does he get the full season no matter how this looks? He does for me. He doesn't for Hugh. And the Phillies made a trade yesterday. We'll touch on as well. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. We have dreams of another championship with our teams. Be the world champion in your neighborhood with an upgrade to your home with my friends at Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to replacing your windows and doors, experience matters. At Pella Windows and Doors, their expert consultants help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible pricing and financing options designed around you. You'll get energy-efficient products backed by some of the best warranties in the business, including installation. And if you ever sell your home, those warranties transfer to the new homeowner. That's why your neighbors trust Pella. Right now, get 40% off installation or 0% APR for 60 months. Book a free in-home consultation today by calling 877-98-PELLA. That number again, 877-98-PELLA, or visit PellaPhilly.com. That's PellaPhilly.com. And tell them Joe Giglio sent you.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.